Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Welcome to this week's 5-Minute Business Boost. Today I'm talking to you about drop shipping. What is drop shipping? Drop shipping has become one of the most accessible ways for entrepreneurs and small business owners such as you and me in Australia to enter the world of e-commerce. With minimal upfront investment and no need to manage inventory, it's no wonder that this model is gaining traction. But actually, what is drop shipping? How does it work, and what do you need to know before getting started? This little mini guide, you know, me just chatting away to you, will walk you through some of the essentials from the business model itself to legal requirements and practical tips for success. Now, disclaimer, please chat with your tribe, your accountant, your lawyer, and make sure you're covered with insurance and you've covered any local compliance or state compliance you need. So, what is drop shipping? Drop shipping is an e-commerce business model where the retailer, that's you, sells products online without holding any inventory. Instead, when a customer places an order on your website, you simply just forward the order details to a third-party supplier. That supplier then ships the product directly to your customer, meaning that you never physically handle the goods. Your primary responsibilities then are marketing, customer service, and managing your online storefront. This model allows you to focus on growing your business without the complexity of warehousing, packaging, or shipping, and the cost. You earn the difference between your retail price and the supplier's wholesale cost. So, how does it work? So, it basically is a very short supply chain. It typically involves three parties: the manufacturers, the suppliers, and the retailers. And this is how the process can work step by step. You need to choose a niche and set up an online store. So you're going to select the products that you want to sell and create an e-commerce website using platforms such as Shopify, WooCommerce, or Wix. Customers then place orders. So just like any other e-commerce website, shoppers will browse your website and place orders as if they would any other retailer. You forward the orders to your supplier, so you relay or send the order details to your supplier, who then prepares the product for shipment. Then that supplier ships directly to the customer. They handle all the packaging, the shipping, delivering, and get that product straight to the customer's doors. And you earn the margin. Your profit is going to be the difference between what the customer pays you and what you pay the supplier. Now, this streamlined process makes drop shipping attractive for those starting to look at an online business with limited resources. Now, to launch a drop shipping business in Australia, you're going to need a few things, okay? And this is really about platforms and suppliers. So you're going to need an e-commerce platform. Now, I've mentioned popular options such as Shopify, WooCommerce, and Wix, but there's also Square Online, and there's heaps of them. These platforms offer integrations with drop shipping apps and plugins, which you're going to need to automate those product imports, inventory management, and order processing. Now, you're going to need a reliable supplier, people. So you're going to look for suppliers with Australian warehouses, because why? It's going to be faster and better and, you know, customer satisfaction, because why? The items actually arrived within 7 to 14 days. Leading options include Drop Ship Zone, Simply Wholesale, Factory Fast, Banggood Australia, and even Amazon Australia for a broad product range. But do your research, people. Look around. Just don't take my word for it. Okay, so automation tools. There's apps out there and there's hundreds, but apps like AutoDS, DSERS or DSERS, can't even say it, and Sprocket, what a great word, helps automate product imports, pricing updates, and order fulfillment, saving you time and reducing errors. Fingers crossed. Choosing local suppliers can significantly reduce shipping times, lead to those happy customer reviews that you want, and fewer complaints. So if there's ever a reason to shop local, people, that's the reason. So how do you launch? Okay, so there's a few steps. So number one, as I've mentioned before, you need to choose your niche. Get on that bloody internet and start researching which products are trending and what's in demand. Tools like Google Trends, Dropship.io, and even supplier bestseller list can help you validate your ideas. Focus on that niche. And it might be a niche that interests you and has a proven market. Number two, you need to register your business. So in Australia, as you know, you've got to register for an ABN to operate legally. If your revenue gets over that 75K mark, you also need to register for goods and services. And having that ABN improves your legitimacy, can't even say it, helps with supplier relationships, and potentially you then might be able to access government support programs. But again, people, chat to your accountant, chat to your lawyer. Okay, number three is find and vet suppliers. So this is where you're going to have to do even more research, people. Sorry, the R word keeps coming up. You need to seek out trustworthy GST registered suppliers with good reviews. You need clear return policies, and that's what these suppliers should offer you. And they should have fast shipping, preferably from Australian warehouses. So you're going to need to check for a few things. Product quality, transparent shipping and return policies, positive reviews from other retailers. Because trust me, if somebody's had a bad experience, you know they're going to post a bad review. And responsive customer service or support. Number four, you need to build your online store. So once you've chosen your e-commerce platform, you're going to have to make sure that it's user-friendly, visually appealing. You know, it's going to have all the bells and whistles of what a modern website's going to need. Make sure it's fast loading. You get the drift. Make sure to ensure clear product descriptions, shipping information, and your ABN. Many platforms offer customizable templates and built-in marketing tools. Number five, you need to market your store. So you're going to have to leverage off the social media, people. You're going to have to establish email marketing, and you're going to have to make sure the SEO or your search engine optimization is up to speed. And this is to attract customers. Considering offering first order discounts and collecting customer reviews to build that trust and credibility. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen. So legal and compliance considerations, again, you need to consult with your accountant and seek legal advice. Log on to business.vic.gov.au, business gov as well. So the federal and the state business websites will give you heaps of information, lots of templates and resources. So have a look around on them. So it is legal drop shipping, but you must comply with those regulations. And you must have a good understanding of the Competition and Consumer Act and Australian Consumer Law, because these laws are going to require and demand that you provide accurate product information, honour consumer guarantees, and resolve complaints if you get them very quickly. And even though you don't physically handle the products, you are legally responsible for their quality and safety. Taxation, as I said, chat to your accountant, make sure that you've got all your boxes checked, you know, regarding your ABN, GST, etc. And you need to keep detailed financial records, people. So we're past the Excel spreadsheet. It needs to be accountancy packages. Copyright and product restrictions. You know, you've got to avoid selling counterfeit, dangerous, or age-restricted products. Selling prohibited items. Excuse me, I'm yawning because it's late. Can lead to legal trouble and account ban. So make sure you're all got your ducks in a row. Transparency. You need to be able to clearly communicate shipping times, return policies, and product details to customers, because this, at the end of the day, is going to build trust and helps you stay compliant with consumer protection laws. All right, so three tips before you dive in. Prioritise those local suppliers for speed. So shop local, people, because Australian-based suppliers are going to need faster shipping and happier customers. Long international delivery times can lead to negative reviews and lost sales. Understand and know your legal obligations. This is about picking up the phone, chatting to your accountant, getting your ABN organised, understand GST requirements, and you need to comply with Australian consumer law. You know, again, transparent pricing, clear returns policies, and accurate product descriptions. And I know I've repeated that a couple of times, but this is absolute paramount that you do this. And focus on that customer experience, because really at the end of the day, you're not controlling the inventory or the shipping. So customer service is going to be your main differentiator. Communicate. You need to communicate, set realistic expectations and resolve issues promptly to build that loyalty and trust, because it's going to happen, people. Won't happen overnight, but it will happen. So really, as a small business, potentially looking for a small business side hustle, is this right for you? It can offer a low-risk way to test new products or launch an online business without heavy upfront costs. However, success is going to depend on smart supplier choices, legal compliance, and a relentless focus on customer satisfaction. By following best practices and staying informed about your obligations, you can build a pretty good little sustainable or large dropshipping business. So, people, listen up. When I've spoken to people that are actively doing dropshipping, they say very similar things. Start small, make sure you got all your ducks in a row, and research. So, people, good luck. Let me know how you go. And remember, business is hard, but anything is possible, especially in Northeast Victoria. Cheerio, until next time.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.